So, as I was saying a moment ago, yesterday we were telling you about 92-year-old war veteran Billy Orr, who's blind now and lives in Ovingdean at Blind Veterans UK, formerly St Dunstan's, and the efforts his comrades are going to get him awarded his Korean War Peace Medal from his service back there in the 1950s. He told this wonderful story about his capture and escape and being recaptured again. And, you know, his military career started in World War II. So, got an update for you in a moment. But first, here's some of what we heard yesterday in case you missed it. First of all, Billy Orr told me how his medal would sit alongside his many others.
That would complete the story. My intentions are now is not to put it along with the other two rows, you know, but put it beside the American citation. I'll keep them two medals together. Well, it'll be lovely to get it before I pass out. To make my story complete.
Now, here's Alan Guy from the British Korean Veterans Association. He's the liaison officer. Alan, good morning.
Good morning.
It was a privilege to meet Billy earlier in the week. I know Tom Clough, who we spoke to on the program from Gloucester, is really gunning to get this medal for Billy. Can you give me an update?
Yes, I've been aware of the Billy Orr situation for some time, and I've quite honestly been frustrated by the inability to obtain a fresh supply of medals from the Korean Veterans Association. Now, at one time, these medals were supplied directly from Korea to the embassy in the UK. I used to collect them, this happened over a few years ago, but recently I've been having really real problems trying to obtain them. However, 12 months ago, the Korean Veterans Association in Korea appointed the UK president, Mr. Rock Kim, with an office in London. Now, he was unaware of the medal, but he apparently tried on a number of occasions to obtain some for us, you know, particularly for veterans who are unable to return to Korea due to injuries sustained during that war.
Is it just a supply issue, Alan, of actually physically not having enough medals?
I think there was a problem with probably a change of president of the KVA in Korea and so on, and the fact that this new gentleman didn't know the current situation. But however, I made several frantic telephone calls to my embassy sources yesterday, and I managed to get hold of Mr. Rock Kim, who's the president of the KVA, mm-hmm. That's the Korean Veterans Association, and he's assured me that Billy should be getting his medal within the next few weeks. Now, I'll make a point of either presenting that medal personally when I get it, or with a bit of luck, I'll get a Korean representative to take part in the presentation. And if Billy's listening to this broadcast, I'm wishing him well, and I hope to meet him personally very soon with a bit of good news.
He's a fine man, and you should go and meet him and take his medal with you. Thank you very much, Alan. Thank you for the update. That's great to know.
Yep, no problem.
Many thanks. Alan Guy from the British Korean Veterans Association, the liaison officer. So Billy, as he said, that medal would complete his story. So we'll follow that for you when that happens. Great news.